Hi, I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Recently, a 75-year-old man in Iowa, former state legislator in the state of Iowa, was arrested for having sex with his wife. Now, that may seem startling and unusual, but the circumstances make it clear why this has happened, and they raise some very important ethical issues that physicians, healthcare teams are going to have to wrestle with. This gentleman had remarried late in life, a woman also, I believe, in her late 60s, early 70s. And they spent time together and had loved each other, and things were fine, but sadly, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. That forced her ultimately to go into an institution. And the husband did not leave her or divorce her, but it was clear that he still wanted to maintain intimacy with her. And during one visit to the institution where she was, people heard noises, people heard sounds. They thought he probably had had sex with his wife. His daughter-in-law wanted that followed up, wanted that examined, and it turned out there was evidence that they had had sexual relations. The daughter-in-law said, I want this, my father-in-law prosecuted. He should not be having sex. The ethical issue is not when does no mean no, but what if you can't say yes? So this issue is a growing problem for all of us in the United States because Alzheimer's, one of our most feared and dread diseases, is starting to afflict more and more people. We're starting to be able to diagnose it with better tests, and soon I think we'll have some better scanning information about early onset Alzheimer's in people even before symptoms occur. So we've got to come up with a better plan, physicians need to, for managing this disease. Now, one sad fact is a lot of doctors don't seem comfortable with revealing the diagnosis of or suspicion of Alzheimer's to their patients. Recent survey showed something like nearly half of all doctors did not disclose the diagnosis, even though they were certain that the diagnosis was correct, of Alzheimer's. Now, it's certainly acceptable to say that you don't want to deliver bad news all at once. It's certainly acceptable to say that with a disease for which we don't really have any current cures, that it may take a few visits or information being given out over time to let the patient know what's going on. But I strongly believe that patients do need to know the diagnosis. They're not going to know how to make plans for the time they have. Their family members are going to need to make arrangements and decide how they want to manage. And as we've seen with the case of the gentleman under arrest, there are going to be some very important questions about what life will be like when competency begins to fail. Could a person and should a person say when they're still competent but suspected of having Alzheimer's, look, here's what I want you to play on television. This is the relationship I want to have with my husband. If he still wants to have relationships with me, that's great. Let him. Let's do that in a private area. Let's make sure we make some provision for that. If it's something that would hurt me or cause me to be physically harmed in some way, if I become fragile or I get fragile bones, well, then we should not allow that to happen. But that discussion, as tough as it is something that should take place before a person becomes incompetent. People need to know the truth about Alzheimer's. They need to be able to plan for it. They need to decide what they want to do in terms of relationship with their loved ones, who's going to take care of them, where they might want to go, how they want to manage their end-of-life care should they get illnesses or diseases that threaten their ability to live. Do they want aggressive treatment or they don't? Would they want to be in experimental trials? Many new drugs are starting to appear, more hopeful for at least slowing some of the symptoms and dysfunction of Alzheimer's. Do they want to be involved with that or they don't want to be involved with that? Does cost matter? So there's a lot to talk about. You're not going to be able to talk about any of this unless you get to the point where you're comfortable somehow getting into that diagnosis. As I say, just dumping the information on a person who's fragile may not be the way to go. Maybe it has to happen with other family members present or a trusted friend. Maybe you want to urge the person to come back for a second visit. Say, I want to reconfirm something, just in a way to make sure they're not overwhelmed. And you've got to be ready to support them and counsel them about steps that they need to take and things they need to start thinking about. Everything from sex to where they live to how they're going to have their medical care given or not given in the time that remains for them. This is Art Kaplan. I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU, and thanks for watching.